Blog Talk Radio.
Where you are.
Fireworks.
bless you and each and every one of you. And I thank God for you all just turning in and tuning in on this Monday afternoon. So I give thanks unto God and I bless him, my God. And I'm telling you right now, I'm just excited about what God is doing in each and every one of your life. You got to understand something. When the enemy begins to push and when the enemy begins to come in different ways, God is up to something and God is getting ready, my God, to pour out into your life. But you're going to have to withstand, my God, the task. You're going to have to withstand the storm. And you're going to begin to see what God has for you. But I thank God for what he is doing right now. And I'm telling you, all over the world, I just thank God for what he is doing right now. And I'm telling you right now, you just go ahead and give God the praise for what he is doing. Because, sisters and brothers, the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endure into the end. The question is, are you going to be a endure? I know that I'm just going to keep endure and keep pressing on, but you're going to have to keep enduring and keep pressing on. And I just thank God for what he is doing once again. And I'm telling you all over the world, I just give God the honor and I give God the praise. And our international brothers and sisters, we thank God for what he is also doing in their life as well. Saying, so God, let's keep in mind, we're going to have to praise. As a matter of fact, we have to turn it up like never before. We have to turn it up never before. Listen, before I really get going and get into what we're going to get into tonight, I'm going to go ahead and ask if our sister Minister Pastel, if she's on the line, we're going to get ready to call her in for prayer. If she is, she just go ahead and press 1. Say to God. But before then, listen, this is what I want you to do. I want you to get your Bibles. I want you to get your pencils. I want you to get your pens. Amen. We're going to start using Monday nights, my God. They're going to be our spiritual warfare night. I will be going through the Bible. We're going to be dissecting different things. We're going to begin to learn and understand what is happening in our life and happening right now. But we could be able to have, my God, a better sense of what's going on and understand what is the devil, what is not the devil. And we could begin to, my God Almighty, fight and begin to keep pushing. Amen. I want to see you, my God Almighty. I want to see God continue to bless you in your life. So, my God, as she getting ready, finna get ready to come on and intercede, I want you to go ahead, and we want to give you a few minutes to go ahead and make sure you get your Bibles and to make sure you get your pencils and paper, amen, for you to begin to write down these things. And I'm telling you, we're going to be dealing with this at least once a week, amen. I want to come on and really break down something. We get into some spiritual warfare for you to begin to have the proper tools and a proper understanding that you need, my God Almighty, to slay the adversary, my God, and different things that comes into your life where you can begin to deal with it and overcome. Amen. So let's keep going. Let's keep pushing. So if Sister Pastel, God bless you, we're going to get her on right now. Go ahead and pray, my God, on this ministry Monday, Minister Monday. Amen. God bless you, Sister Pastel.
Amen, Pastor. God bless you. God bless the ADM family, our international family worldwide. I give respect to my pastor, Prophet Temple, his first lady, our Prophetess Temple, ADM family, the front line, everybody in their rightful place. I give praise and glory to God for this day. Father God, we just come before you, Father God, thanking you, for, first of all, Father God, giving reverence to you, Father, who is the keeper of our lives, the keeper of our souls, Father. We thank you this day, Father, for life, for health, and for strength, Father God. We thank you this hour right now, Lord, that you are doing it in our lives right now. We thank you, first of all, we ask that you will keep us, oh God, that you will cleanse us. We come before you repentant of anything, Father God, that is not of you, Father God. In this hour, Father God, we take the time to thank you, Father God. We take the time to reverence you, oh God, to glorify your name, Father God, to give you praise and give you glory, oh God, for the wonderful things that you are continually doing in our lives, Father God. Father God, we just raise our hands and worship you and give you glory, oh God, in this hour, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you are continually to keep us, oh God, continually to work in our favor, oh God, that you are righteous, God, and everything that you do, Father God, is acceptable. We thank you, we praise you, oh God. We ask that you cover our homes, oh God, that you will cover our children, cover our cars, oh God, cover us, oh God, in the blood of Jesus, Father God. We ask that you will continue, oh God, to keep us, oh God, focus upon you, oh God, focus on your work, focus on our walk with you, oh God, that you will lift the heavy burdens in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will break the yoke, in the name of Jesus, that you will touch us, in our minds, oh God, in our bodies, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask that you now, you send your angels, your warfare angels, oh God, on our behalf, in the name of Jesus, oh God, into our homes, oh God, Father God. That you will keep us, and keep our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. In this hour, Father God, where the heat has been turned up on the earth, Father God, that we ask that you lift a standard, oh God. That you keep us, focus on you, oh God. Focus on walking up right before you, oh God. Seeking you more than ever before in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. We know that we lay everything before you, oh God. We lay at your feet every burden in the name of Jesus. Every heavy wicked weight, oh God, we lay at your feet in the name of Jesus. We know that you are capable to turn it around, oh God. That you hear the prayers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We know that you are concerning your promises, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are always on time, Father God. We thank you, oh God, that in this hour, oh God, that you will cover us, oh God. That you will continue to shed, oh God, light on every situation, Father God. That you are remnant, oh God, that you are a lover of water in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over every situation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Every situation, oh God, every petition that we lay before you, God, we know that you, oh God, you hear and you answer prayers in the name of Jesus, oh God. In this hour, God, that you will mend every situation, broken heart, that you will fix it in the name of Jesus. Father God, and every spirit that is not upright before you, oh God, that you, oh God, will do make a way, oh God, that you will turn everything around in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will hear the single mothers, oh God, that you will hear the widows, oh God, that you will hear, hallelujah, single fathers, that you will come into the houses, the marriages, you will come up in the blood of Jesus, that when you are in the presence, when you are there, everything, hallelujah, should be lined up in the name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you for our covering. Thank you for our heart. We thank you, oh God, for our family. We thank you, oh God, for the listeners, oh God, and the airways, oh God. We know that you are here. Even their prayers, oh God, their petitions, oh God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God. That in this hour, oh God, that we will continue to speak the faith. We will continue to speak, oh God. Your ways, oh God, we will continue, oh God, to hearken unto you, oh God. We ask for everything in the name of Jesus, oh God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. It's always a blessing to hear that powerful warrior, my God, that God is raising up in this day and hour to minister unto our soul. Listen, saints of God, I just thank God for Pastel for that beautiful, beautiful, and also powerful, dynamic prayer. Amen. Listen, saints of God, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a few minutes. I want to give you pretty much about a minute or two. Amen. We're going to allow, you're going to hear some music in the background, but I want to give you a minute or two because this, what I'm really going to share is very, and also be teaching on is very, it's very powerful, you know, and I want you to go ahead and make sure you get your proper tools. You don't want to miss not one of these segments and not one, these teaching, and you want to begin to jot down notes, because I'm telling you, saints, don't get into the place with your former mindset to where you're trying to process everything in your mind. It's not going to happen. You're going to miss a lot of stuff, and this information is really going to help you really to understand the Bible and understand and begin to understand warfare, spiritual warfare. Amen. Because I'm going to be dealing with this. We're going to be dealing with this on Mondays. Amen. Beginning now, and I'm telling you, I want to give you a few minutes, and also I want to give you a few minutes. Go ahead and contact your families and your friends and ADM family. Amen. Send out some texts. Give your community, send out some tests, amen, to get them on the line. Say, listen, y'all need to get on this line, and for we can begin to understand. That way you can be able to defeat the enemy that try to come in your life. What happening is not because we really don't understand that the enemy is coming in or we have an attack, but it's the lack of knowledge. In some cases, it's a lack of understanding, and we really need to get the understanding and get some knowledge on certain things for we can begin to drive the enemy and understand the different diversity ways that he comes. Amen. So I'm going to give you a few minutes. Amen. We're going to go, and I'm going to come back within a few minutes. So I'm going to give you a few minutes. Get yourself together, gather some things, and we're going to come back and really get into this and start dissecting some things for we could be better and we could be suitable and we could be good warriors and good saints of God for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. I'll be right back in a few minutes. I'll give you a few minutes. Go ahead and get yourself together. Shut off the TV. Get the kids in order. Amen. For you could be able to sit at the table and you could really begin to learn and process some things. Amen.
And my enemy. I can stand my ground with the Lord on my side, for the flesh they have fed will not succeed. No weapon formed against me
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. We're going to shut off this music right now, and we're going to get ready, and I'm going to get ready to really get into this. Amen, amen. First of all, before I get into it, I'd like to first speak a covering. Father, I thank you. And this day and time, we ask, cover our minds, cover our ears up under your precious blood. And Father, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And everything that the adversary is trying to do, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So everything that you deposit into us, your wisdom and your knowledge, and also your understanding, for we can make things understand things clearly and plain in the spirit realm and what's happening into now. We thank you. You're going to begin to put a hedge of protection. We covered it with the blood for this deposit that you are depositing inside of us. It will not be taken from the enemy or taken from the adversary. Father, open up our ears, open up our minds, unplug them which that is clogged, God, and begin to deposit into us for we can begin to take heed to your word and become students of the gospel that you are sharing with us to advance us and to help us to have successful life in this time. Amen. Saints of God, let's get into some warfare, and I really want to get into some because I noticed, especially in the ADM family, that a lot of you don't went into another level. And as we don't excel into another level, the intensity of warfare and the intensity of fight, it's not like you used to. It's not like how you used to have it. Or things that you're coming up against and a lot of you in your life is not like the old stuff that you used to come up against. This stuff is just totally new. It's just really very mind-blowing, you know. And that is a sign that letting you know that you are not in the same place. You higher. The book of Ephesians talks about principalities, spiritual witnesses, spiritual wickednesses, and, you know, spiritual and high places. So it talks about different levels. So before I really get into some scriptures and really start pulling this thing apart a little bit, first of all, I just want to let your saints, God, let you all know, the saints. I want the saints. I'm talking about your prayers, ones that pray, and just about everybody on here are prayers, okay? Warfare. The warfare, a lot of times, it don't have necessarily have anything to do with you. I want y'all to catch that. It don't have nothing necessarily to do with you. Understand, one of our jobs as prayers, the Bible direct us to pray for what? Our government system. So other words, in the spirit, the saints of God, that is a child of God, we are the first line of defense and defend what? The government system. So therefore, if it's warfare going on in the government system, or it's warfare going on in our world pertaining to leadership that is in a government system, you better believe the saints, you're going to begin to feel that warfare as well. Y'all hear me? So, because why? Because that is your first line of defense, right? Amen. For the Bible command us to pray for who? Our government. Amen. We all know that. Amen. So therefore, regardless if someone in our government done open up the doors to spiritual warfare or not, regardless of what, if it's collision going to come, guess what? Your saints going to feel it. Amen. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel it in your homes. You're going to feel it in the atmosphere. You're going to feel it. So you're going to have to begin. We have to begin to recognize that what is happening in where? In the world, in the system. So we know the warfare that is going on now. Dealing with what? We're dealing with North Korea. We're dealing with North Korea in the United States. It's a clashing. Matter of fact, in Virginia, over there, my God, they had racist wars, you know, just clashing, a bunch of fights and a bunch of rumors. So it's a lot of warfare going on now in the atmosphere. And it's a lot of warfare that's taking place. And true saints of God that are intercessors and ones that is seeking the face of God, amen, you are experiencing it. Why? Because you are in the spirit. And the warfare takes place first. Understand, it takes place first where? In the spirit, before where the manifestation take place. My God, you don't, what we see in the natural is what been brewing in the spirit. Amen. That is what been brewing. So if we are the people that are the intercessor, is an intercessor is a person that stands in the gap. Understand that we all are intercessors when we begin to intercede and pray. There we are individuals that stand in the gap. So other words, if it's a collision going on, my God, we are the first one standing in the gap getting hit with that collision. Amen. So we're going to have to begin to pray, my God, to push back the warfare that is happening where? Here in this region, in this world. Amen. So a lot of times and a lot of things that we're feeling, it probably don't have nothing to do with you or help anything. You probably be picking up things in the atmosphere, the change of the change of the atmosphere that is happening, the warfare, the wars, the different things, the fights that is going on in the spirit and the atmosphere. And because of your prayers and you begin to ascend up, you're getting catch right there in the middle and you're discerning that things is going on and you feeling it, my God, into where? Your own personal life, you begin to feel it. Amen. So let's begin to deal with something. Let's begin to deal with something. Amen. First thing I want to deal with a couple of scriptures. I'm probably just going to be able to get to two tonight. Hopefully I can get to two tonight. But we're going to really got to look at this for we can really get a better understanding where our place is and the different and the power that we possess and the things that we have to recognize these different levels of entity that try to come up into our life. Amen. Listen, I want y'all to write this one down. James 4:7. It's a very familiar scripture, but I'm really going to dissect it and pull it apart for you to really take a good look at this. Amen. James 4:7. It says, submit yourself to God. Amen. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. And he will flee from who? From you. Submit yourself to God. All right, let's look at this here. Submit yourself. Let's take these words right here. Submit yourself. It's a Greek word, amen? And it is a Greek word. It means to put in subjection. Put in subjection. To subject oneself, other words, to obey, to submit to one's control, to submit to one's control. Amen? To submit to one's control. I'm just repeating that. I want you to really get it. To obey, to obey, to submit to one's control, to obey. Now, notice, this is a Greek definition that I'm giving you all that is pertaining to this this scripture right here, and the definition is really coming from the Greek dealing with submit yourself. Okay, notice where it says to God. It's making specific indication who we need to submit ourselves to. Why are you saying this, Pastor? It's very important because if you're not submitting yourself to the will of God, you are opening yourself up for a demonic attack. Let me say that again. If you're not submitting yourself to God, you are open, you have an open door to a demonic attack. Y'all hear me? An open door. So, other words, and the Greek. In the Greek definition, it tells you to, it's defined as to submit to one's control. What is controlling you? Are your issues controlling you? Are life circumstances are controlling you? Are things that is happening are controlling you? Are things in this world are controlling you? Finances, is that controlling you? Past relationship, is that controlling you? Past hurt, is that controlling you? What is controlling you? And what is controlling you is what you become submitted to. I'm going to say that again. What is controlling you is what you become submitted to. And if you are not controlled upon the will of God, amen, you become submitted to what? The adversary. So they have a right from this point of verse for this little bit short scripture right here, submit yourself to God. Submit yourself. So if we are not submitting ourselves to God, they have a right to violate our space. That's why it's very important not to fall, not to yield to your weakness. Watch this. And also in the translation, in the Greek definition, it says to yield. I want you to hear this. To yield to one, admission, or advice. I want to say that again. To yield to one, admission, or advice. We hear that. How many times we got ungodly advice? And what happened? We submitted ourselves to it. So when we submit ourselves to it, we become an individual that has an open door because we don't submit ourselves into godly, watch this, ungodly conversations, ungodly gossip, ungodly advice. So if we're going to be able, so this is all, I want you to catch this. This is all dealing with resisting the enemy. Okay, we hear this. So a lot of times, all we have to do, watch this, be in a position with God that will eliminate a lot of warfare in your life. We hear that. We hear that. So remember, so submit yourself to submit to one's control. To yield to one, a mission or advice, to obey. Let's move on a little bit for you. Let's move on a little bit further. Amen. Let's dissect this thing. And also it says to God. So very specific. Very specific to who? To God. So in other words, the scripture James said, submit yourself to God. And I'm glad he made that very specific. Because if he left God out there and just making you think and wonder, that could be to anything. It could be to anything. So let's remember. That's why I stress so much about having a relationship with God other than a relationship with man. because at the end of the day, you are safe up under the covering, up under the umbrella of the Most High. Let's go ahead and look at some more. Watch this. Okay, next one says, resist the devil. Resist the devil. Let's look at this a little bit. Let's look at resist. It says, definition. Let's look at this. Greek. To set oneself against, to withstand, resist, oppose, to set against. Amen. To set against. Y'all hear me? To set against, to oneself against, to withstand. I want y'all to catch that one. To withstand. You hear me? To withstand. Resist the devil. Definition, Greek. To withstand. Resist, oppose. Other words, what it's saying, you're not going to buckle when different things comes upon you in your life. You're not going to break. You're going to be able to withstand. Other words, we are resisting negativity, or we are resisting persecution. We are resisting different issues and different things that could come up and try to, we are resisting, my God Almighty, slander. You hear me? We are resisting, my God, different things, because once we get into all this, the devil, listen, so resist. To withstand, to resist, to oppose. Now let's look at the word in this one is the devil. Let's look at the devil. Amen. And it is defined in Greek in this story here, accusing, slander, falsely, false accuser, slander. Amen. Slander. The devil in this right here, it talks about slander, false accuse. How many of us done been in situation and done been in through a time in a life to where it tells you to go back into the world? You just need to go back and do what you was doing. You was better off doing what you was doing. You was better off drinking. You was better off. You was better off doing everything that you was doing before you done came up in this year. At least you was having a good time and having a fun and you weren't worrying about nothing. So it's slandering against who? It is slandering against God. It's slandering against what God has for who? For you. So guess what? It falls right back again. Before it says the devil, he put this, James put this very, very lovely. It says resist. Restand. My God. So other words, I'm not going to be moved. Slander, accusing falsely. So in other words, you're going to have many things going to come at you that is not of God. Negativity, you hear so many things. So you got to be in the place to where you are resisting. You hear me? And the Bible says, watch this, and he will flee from you. I want to check this out. I want y'all to look at this here. Let's look at flee. This is what had me shouting today. This is what had me shouting. Every time I come across this word flee in this scripture here, it has me shouting because I'm going to show you something. Flee from you, it means to flee away. Seek, watch this. Seek safety by flight. Seek safety by flight. To be saved by flight. To escape safely out of what? Danger. To flee away, vanish. Many of you probably saying, well, Pastor, why are you shouting? What are we talking about here? Well, let me tell you something. James, without really going into big details, he really showed you the type of power that you have in where? In you. He really showed you and let you know if you stay in the alignment of God and you stay in the will of God, the enemy going to be so free, so scared of you to where when he flee, they describe it as, my God, as a metaphor of a catching a flight, an airplane. When you go up in the air, they go by the average speed of 500 miles an hour. Other words, he finna get away from you quickly. He finna get away from you what quickly. I want y'all to really get that. And watch this. I'm gonna break down this other word, form, flee from. Flee from. From is dealing with separation. Separation of a kind of separation of one thing from another, by which the unity, union, or fellowship of two is what? Destroyed. Separation, destroyed. Watch this. So the moment, see, some of you might not have the proper words to what to say and probably can't say I bleed, I blood, blood. But some things, if we could just get an order in our life and we begin to stand up and stop breaking down and let the devil know God put me here. This is my time and I'm going to keep walking and ain't no devil in the hell going to take my kids. Ain't no devil. Other words, I'm taking a stand. I'm taking a stand of the promise of God. My God, I feel like preaching this thing. Can I just stop this and just save it up for Sunday morning? I'm taking a stand for what God done chose and what God has for you, for us in our life. I'm taking a stand. And once we do that, it says separation from. Other words, my God, this definition of from in the Greek, it talks about union of fellow or fellowship of two that is destroyed. Other words, we submit it to the adversary by entertaining ungodly thoughts. Entertaining falsified perception, entertaining and submitting to persecution. My God. So we open the door. Watch this. A lot of our words that we say, we got to watch them. Why? Because we start saying things like this. I'm through. I'm tired. Y'all know I was just mad. I ain't mean that. Well, the devil don't care if you mean it or didn't mean it, if you're mad or not mad, them are words that you are summoning him to come in and to work and to make what you said a reality. My God, my God, my God. Listen, so the power that you have, watch this. When we get into the place to resist, y'all hear me, when we submit ourselves to God, it says you're going to come into a place where you are breaking union. You are breaking fellowship. It is being destroyed. Amen. It's no more. That's where the from in the scripture is defining as in the Greek. That's what this from is defining as. Amen. Hey, amen. I'm about ready to take a little praise break just for a few minutes. My God Almighty. So we have to remember, flee from you, flee from you. So the word separation is a relationship is being destroyed. Where he was at in your home, flee from a place or a thing. He was there in your home. He was there in your mind. My God, now he got to go. House is in order. We getting back on track. We constantly into prayer and we keeping things clean. Because at the end of the day, if you give a door, he will take it. He will take it through your thoughts. He will take it through your words that you say, regardless if you were just going through a motion and moment. He's going to make sure that, okay, you was playing. So he's going to make sure and come in and inspect to see if you for real, you was for real. You better believe that. Amen. So submit yourself, James 4:7. Amen. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. Submit yourself. Other words, we submitting to God's control. We submitting ourselves to God's authority. We are resisting all devilish stuff that is not of God, that is not in the character of God, and not in the language of God. We are resisting because it's what? Not of God. And I'm going to show you why. Once we get to the next scripture, it's going to complement what we're talking about here. And he will flee. In other words, he will take flight. He will get out of your presence so fast. So a lot of, you know, some people be like, Pastor, you, my God, you're a demon buster, you're a devil chaser and whatever. No, I'm not perfect, but I try to live a best life that I can that is holy and pleasing to God. And when I live that type of life, that's what the devil is what? Scared of. So it don't got nothing to do with me, or it got somebody to do with somebody is the bishop, demon buster, pope. It don't have nothing to do with that. We all are on at the same level when it's dealing with this, because the Bible says, I gave you the power, y'all hear me, to cast out devils and what? To heal the sick. I gave you the power to take control of your life. I gave you the power to clean things up in your life, take authority, to demand your healing, to tell this thing to loose and let, boy, I feel some deliverance tonight. I feel some folks getting set free, to tell this thing to loose and let you go. My God Almighty, to tell that you are the head. He said, I gave you the power to come into the authority. Other words, why? Because when you submitted yourself to God, you become as one with the Trinity, with God. When you submit and come under the control, guess what? It's not you fighting, it's the God within. My God, it's the God within you fighting. I'm about to tell the DJ, hit some music for a praise break. Watch this. What time I got here? What time? We got a few minutes. Hopefully I can get through this next one. My God Almighty. Next one. So we really dissect that one. Listen, before I move to the next one, anybody, I want to open up a line right quick. Anybody have any questions before I move on? Amen. I want you to go ahead and press one on your phone, and I'm going to let you in. We're going to answer a question before I move on out of James 4 and 7. Amen. Out of James 4 and 7. And I know that that scripture and really dissecting that really give you, a lot of you, really insight and some understanding the reason why and why not that we don't need to be bothered with some things, stay away from, and reason why we just need to stay into the place to where we might not be perfect, but you better believe we are walking a strong walk with the Lord. Amen. All right, so I'm gonna move on. The next one is Second Thessalonians, third chapter, the third verse. That's Second Thessalonians, third, and the third chapter, third verse. So it says, watch this, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from what? Evil. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Let's look at this. First of all, I want to go ahead and Lord, I want y'all to understand something. The Lord is the one dealing with who's the head, who's the Lord. Other words, in the Greek, it breaks it down as master. Amen. Who is the master? So in this verse, even though in the Thessalonians, even though they made it specific, but they are referring to who? They are referring to God. But the Lord is faithful. So he is referring to God. That is the master. That is the headship that he's talking about right now. So let's deal with faithfulness. Faithful. In this verse, it's also a Greek definition. It says of a person who showed themselves faithful in the transactions of business and or the discharge or office or duties. Amen. So it's talking about business. It's talking about business. That's the Lord. He is a very, my God, precise businessman and individual. If you don't believe so, let me help you to realize that. Have the Lord been teaching a lot of you about budgeting? You got to save. You got to manage your money. Make sure you're paying your bills. That's number one thing that in ADM ministry we're talking about before we're dealing with giving. We deal with number one, make sure we're paying our bills. Number two, we make sure we take care. We make sure we bless ourselves. Other words, let's take some time out for ourselves. Number three, we're going to make sure we save it. Number four, then we're going to sow something. Amen. So we're going to make sure we handle the business correctly. Amen. Faithful, believing, trusting. Y'all hear me? Believing and trust. And it says right here, who trusts in God's promise? Who trusts in God's promise? So faithful. He's talking about a God. This is a God that is faithful. This is a God that he is somebody that
He's believing in who? Not only we believe in him, he believes in us. He also believing in who? He's believing in us. So no reason why that you need to hold your head down, because God is believing in you, and he believing that you can make it. You can make it. And watch this. It said, who shall establish you? Establish. Let's look at this. Establish. To make stable. I want to say that again. To make stable. To strengthen. Make firm. To strengthen. Make firm. To make stable. To strengthen and make firm. Why are you repeating that, Pastor? Why are you repeating that? But the Lord is faithful. Who shall establish you? It goes right there back out to our beginning. He goes right there back to the beginning, what we were just talking about in what? In James. It goes right. Submit yourself to who? God. So a lot of times we are getting weak. And once we get to the place to where we are weak in different things, other words, we don't submit it more to the trial. Or we are engaged more to the issues and not wrapped up more into God. I have a thing like this here. If you get to a point to where you begin to feel the warfare, and warfare in your life begin to become great, and issues begin to overtake you in the burdens, you are too low to the ground. You need to come up where? Higher. Because once you come up higher, the Bible says he will establish you. That's where strength. He will strengthen you, make firm. You will not be moved. Amen? My God, my God, my God. Now, this one right here is really blow my mind. And we're going to deal with this one word, keep, keep, keep. This one word, keep, in this story. It says, who shall establish you and keep you from what? Evil. We're going to deal with these two things. Keeping evil. Amen. Then we're going to wrap this up tonight. Amen. Keeping evil. Keep. Watch this. To watch. This is a Greek definition of keep in this story, and this verse right here. To watch. Keep, to watch. To guard or watch. Have an eye up on. Y'all hear me? Have an eye up on. To protect one from a person or thing. Lord have mercy. I don't know if y'all about ready to walk away from your table or not, but I'm going to say that one once again. To protect one from a person or thing. Why are you saying that, Pastor? You know where I'm going. Watch this. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. I got to keep reading, because if I don't stop, my God, if I stop, I'm not going to get this done tonight. I'm not going to give you. My God. It says to guard one safe from a thing. To guard one safe from a thing. I'm going to go back and I'm going to deal with it, because this word keep is really trying to teach you, and is breaking it down, trying to teach you how you can use your war angels. I'm going to say that again. It's really teaching, really, that word keep is so much depth in that for that scripture, and it's really activating your what? Your war angels. These are the jobs that your war angels, my God, let me keep going, my God, to guide, my God, it just really breaking down, to guide for oneself, amen, my God, it just keep going on and on and on. Listen, I want to go ahead and deal with the next one, then I'm going to wrap it on up, and we're going to call it a night, and we're going to get back into this. I got so much more for next week, amen, and hopefully this right here will help you and give you some insight. Let's go to the next one. The next one is evil. What everybody's saying with that one? Oh, I know what that one is. It says, watch this. So let's go back up and read this verse again. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Amen. To keep you from evil. So let's go ahead and look at evil. Evil. Let's deal with it in the Greek, because that's what we did. It's to put to pressed it and harassed it. Watch this. Harass. Feeling or looking strange through having too many demands made on one. Let me bring this back. Watch this. Feeling or looking strange it through having too many demands made on one. You could get too busy in your life to where you are not focused on God. You focus on all that rhetoric that you have in your life. And you could get so busy to where they call it, you just punch drunk. You are work drunk or something like that. You can have so much stuff going on to where the Bible says you feeling or looking strange through having too many demands made by one. And in the Greek, right after that, my God, it says by labor. By labor. So don't think it cute that, you know, you got this, you know, and that's why you have to have balance. Your life got to be a life of balance. In the Bible, watch this. In the Bible describes this, in this sentence we're dealing with, this verse we're dealing with, it describes it evil. Evil. Amen? Then we have bad or bad of a bad nature or condition. Watch this. I want y'all to catch this one because this is what I've been trying, I've been saying in the church and really trying to teach others in the ministry. Watch this. In a physical sense, diseased or blind. In a ethnic sense, in a ethical sense, evil, wicked, bad. What are you saying? This is what I'm saying. Okay. A lot of us react to people that we'll look at them and begin to cast judgment on certain people. We don't know what provoked them to operate into the way that they are operate or doing what they are doing. A condition. They have a condition. And what happened is, a lot of saints of God, we have a bad case of that. Oh, that sister just rolled her eyes at me. Guess what? You just responded to an evil act that where we should be praying for the sister or the brother, whatever cult. So you just open yourself up to what? In the definition, in a ethical sense, evil wickedness by bad. You entertain ungodly decisions. My God, my God, my God. Listen, I got to wrap this all up, saints. I don't want to give you too much, but hopefully we gave you enough. But I'm telling you right there in the first sentence, in the first verse, we just, James 4:7, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Remember, saints of God, you have to submit yourself to God. Get out of submitting yourself to your issues, to your problems, to your circumstances. All you're doing is creating a spiritual porter for the enemy to come in and come out of your life. Let's begin to shut that door. Amen. Resist the devil and resist the devil. Other words, my God, we are not submitting to his control. We are not submitting to the enemy or anything. And we're going to resist him. Other words, we're going to withstand. So we're not going to allow bad information come across our table, and we're not going to buckle or move to it. Amen. We're going to stand. You can shed a tear. Listen, it comes that period. And so many people, they give this five-second rule when something drop on the ground. They say, hey, you got a five-second rule. It's still good. Got a five-second rule. I believe, listen, it don't hit that ground. It ain't no good, period. But just take that five-second rule. Just thinking about it. You get an issue or something come across your table, something. Loved one don't pass. This don't happen. That don't happen. It's a five-second. Let's look at it as a five-second rule. I'm going to shed some emotions. I'm going to have some tears. But right after that, I'm going to shake it and get myself together and begin to resist the negativity or what's this? The negativity emotions, the negative emotions or negative reactions. Because when I resist it, It calls resisting the adversary, resisting the devil. And the Bible said he will flee. Guess what, saints of God? Let me help you. You might not feel as though you're the most anointed saint. You might not feel as though you're the one that have all the power. You might not feel as though all that. The Bible never told me right here in this scripture by resisting the devil, I need to be anointed, I need to be appointed, I need to be called to run the devil. It just tells me that I need to stand my ground, make sure I'm connected to God, my God, and I'm submitted to him, stand my ground. And the Bible tells me when it's dealing with the flea, the devil should be escaping. Instead of me running for my life, he running for his life. My God almighty. Woo, Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy. Listen, Thessalonians, saints of God, keep. I want to go back to keep it. I'm going to wrap it up right now. You have assigned angels that is assigned to you in your life, in your walk. And all they know, they understand only the language of God. And they understand the order of God. You have to be in alignment if we're going to begin to dispatch or they're going to begin to go to work. That's what it talks about. Keep. God going to keep you. Other words, to watch. The angels going to keep you, to guard. Guarding angels, what they do, they guard. What they do, they watch over you. They have an eye that is upon it. My God, y'all hear me. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. I'm getting chills all over me. My God, they have an eye that is upon you. So why they stand in guard is they stand to watch? Because they ready to fight on your behalf. They ready, my God almighty, they ready to start cleaning some things up on your behalf. And it says, watch this, to protect one from a person or a thing. You don't have to worry about folks want to go ahead and try to undermine you and do some crazy, wicked stuff. Because at the end of the day, you hold your peace. And that is my main motto. If individuals really come talk to me and they say, Pastor, this happened, that happened, before I hang up, you better believe my last words will be with an individual. Please forgive whoever, because you don't want bitterness or hatred to come into your heart, because you will mess up what God going to do. Other words, you don't took the fight from God. You don't took the fight from the angels that is appointed to you, and you put the fight in your own hands. So therefore, if you get whooped or you get defeated, you caused it on yourself. But if we can stand still, and my God almighty, y'all better help me right in here. If you can stand still and know that he is God, he will surely direct your path. Amen. Amen. Listen, saints of God. Oh, my God almighty. I wish I had enough time, but we're going to go ahead and close it right there. It's so much more to really break down, to dissect, and really give you more insight of this here. So let's walk. And before I leave, we want to say this prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I want to say this prayer. Amen. Amen. Come on, DJ, just go ahead and give me something real soft. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and I want everybody to come in unison with me tonight. I want you to come in unison with me tonight, because you're on your way to begin to defeat the enemy and begin to see the progressiveness in your life. So I want you to begin to repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us if any part of our life that we walk out of this submitting ourselves to you, and we begin to submit ourselves to the things that is not you. Forgive us, God. And we ask you to come back into our life, and we accept you as our person and Savior, that we will submit ourselves up under your authority. Teach us, Holy Ghost, and keep us with the strength in it, but we can begin to resist the devil. Resist him that he comes. Resist the things that he brings. He might not come as a thing in our life, but he comes as issues. He comes as persecution. He comes as resisting or warfare that one has another because of jealousy. So thank you for giving us the strength and the know-how to stand. And we know that he will flee. Father, we renewed our relationship and our covenant with you. But we want to be up under your presence and be up under your guidance. Thank you, God, for keeping us, as 2 Thessalonians 3 chapter talks about. who shall establish you and keep you from evil. We thank you that you allow the guardian angels to guard us and stay us about in keeping us safe as we stay in a place of establishment with you. So we close all windows that we close, all doors and all spiritual portals that we open, knowing and unknowingly in our life. And we command the things that is not of God to loose and let us go and get out our home and get out of our life. I thank God for you all. This has been Pastor Temple ADM Ministry. This is going to be every Monday at 7 p.m. Listen, we want you to join us tomorrow at 7 a.m. for our morning prayer. I thank God for each and every one of you all over the world. Let's remember, some of this warfare goes on. It doesn't have anything to do with you and how holy and deep you are. Because we are called to pray and pray for our government, sometimes we intercept in the warfare that it is in the atmosphere. Let's be better intercessors and bear poor warriors. Until this time, next week at 7 p.m., but tomorrow at 7 a.m., God bless each and every one of you.